you know, in hot weather, by the time you got back home, it's about all melted. And so often now you hear children say, well, you ask them if they want any ice cream, they'll say, what flavor is it? But those days, it didn't make any difference about flavor, just so it's ice cream. I thought it made any difference.
Oh, I bet.
And we did have, you know, a lot of problems. There weren't very many doctors. That was the main thing. And we just, the telephone lines that was built, they were just the lines that the neighbors would build. They'd build a telephone line, you know, and these old-fashioned phones, you know, and you had a crank to them. Mm-hmm. And it rang everybody online.
Oh.
So you couldn't tell any secrets on phone because everybody there at home, they listened in to get the news. But maybe, you know, the doctor say there'd just be one doctor in the community. And it was hard to get a doctor. And the doctors usually made house calls. They made the house calls with horse and buggy. That was horse and buggy day. And I have known in the wintertime, we didn't call it flu. I never heard of the flu. They called it bone fever. Hmm. And my grandfather died at the age of 42 with bone fever.
Hmm.
But now, you know, later on, before my grandmother passed away, well, she said that she realized that granddad had the flu. That's what, you know. And that was one real hardship, you know. And if anybody see had acute attack of penicillin, well, they passed away. I can't remember any neighbor or any friend of mine ever being carried to a hospital for surgery.
Mm.
And I'm sure a lot of people in those days had heart attacks because these attacks that my grandmother told me about are like I know heart attacks are today because I've had a heart attack myself. And they call it acute indigestion. Maybe they say, somebody say, one of the neighbors, you know, passed away suddenly, said he or she had acute attack of indigestion. Mm. And I had a fear of that. I was afraid I was going to have acute attack of indigestion, you know. And they would always think it was something that, you know, they had ate that caused it.
Mm.
And of course, a heart attack a lot of times works like indigestion because of the chest pain. And that, I guess, was, you know, about the worst hardships. Maybe there were some people that, you know, didn't have as much food as they really needed, but we always had plenty of food. But now, when I grew up, we didn't go to the store and buy flour because Dad himself, he'd always sow the wheat and he would reap it. The first way they reaped the wheat was with a cradle. I don't guess you've ever seen a cradle.
No, I don't guess so.